Hinduism is believed to be one of the oldest living religions on Earth, with origins tracing back to the ancient Vedic civilization in India. The earliest Hindu spiritual text, the Rig Veda, was compiled in approximately 900 BC. Other sacred Hindu scriptures include the Upanishads, the Bhagavad Gita, and the Ramayana, among others. With its deep spiritual roots, Hinduism is a vastly diverse and colorful religion. Hindus believe in reincarnation, the law of cause and effect, or karma, a single divine being with multiple manifestations, and the desire of all beings for liberation from the cycle of birth and death. One of the most cherished values of Hinduism is ahimsa, or nonviolence. According to Hinduism, religious belief and the practices of everyday life are inseparable. An example of this is how ahimsa is honored through a vegetarian diet, which shows compassion to all beings. We now present an excerpt of Hinduism's sacred text, the Rig Veda, Book 1, Hymns 24 through 27 and 31.
The Rig Veda, Book 1, Hymn 24, Varuna and Others. Who now is he, what god among immortals, of whose auspicious name we may bethink us? Who shall to mighty Aditi, the mother of all the gods and all creation, restore us, that I may see my father and my mother? Agni the god, god of fire, the first among the immortals, of his auspicious name let us bethink us. He shall to mighty Aditi restore us, that I may see my father and my mother. To thee, O Savita, Vedic sun god, as the guide of yoga, the lord of precious things who helpest us, continually for our share we come. Wealth, highly lauded, ere reproach hath fallen on it, which is laid, free from all hatred, in thy hands.
Through thy protection may we come to even the height of affluence which Bhaga, or God of prosperity and wealth, hath dealt out to us. Ne'er have those birds that fly through air attained to thy high dominion, or thy might, or spirit, nor these the waters that flow on forever, nor hills, abaters of the wind's wild fury. Varuna, or God of natural and moral law, King of hallowed might, sustaineth erect the tree's stem in the baseless region. Its rays, whose root is high above, stream downward. Deep may they sink within us and be hidden. King Varuna hath made a spacious pathway, a pathway for the sun wherein to travel. Where no way was he made him set his footstep, and warned afar whate'er afflicts the spirit.
100 palms are thine, O King, 1,000, deep and wide-reaching, also be thy favors. Far from us, far away drive thou destruction, put from us e'en the sin we have committed. Whither by day depart the constellations that shine at night, set high in heaven above us? Varuna's holy laws remain unweakened, and through the night the moon moves on in splendor. I ask this of thee with my prayer adoring, thy worshipper craves this with his oblation. Varuna, stay thou here and be not angry, steal not our life from us, O thou wide ruler. Nightly and daily this one thing they tell me, this too the thought of mine own heart repeateth. May he to whom prayed fettered Asuna Sapa, a poet, may he the sovereign Varuna release us.
Bound to three pillars, captured Sunasipa, thus to the Aditya, or seven celestial deities, sons of Aditi, made his supplication. Him may the sovereign Varuna deliver. Wise, ne'er deceived, loosen the bonds that bind him. With bending down, oblations, sacrifices, O Varuna, we deprecate thine anger. Wise Asura, or enemy of the gods, Thou King of wide dominion, loosen the bonds of sins by us committed. Loosen the bonds, O Baruna, that hold me. Loosen the bonds above, between, and under. So in thy holy law may we made sinless belong to Aditi, O thou Aditya.
Hymn 25, Varuna. I, whatever law of thine, O God, O Varuna, God of natural and moral law, as we are men, day after day we violate. Give us not as a prey to death, to be destroyed by thee in wrath, to thy fierce anger when displeased, to gain thy mercy, Varuna, with hymns we bind thy heart, as binds the charioteer his tethered horse. They flee from me dispirited, bent only on obtaining wealth, as to their nests the bird of air.
When shall we bring to be appeased the hero, lord of warrior might, him, the far-seeing Varuna? This with joy they both accept in common. Never do they fail the ever-faithful worshipper. He knows the path of birds that fly through heaven, and sovereign of the sea, he knows the ships that are thereon. True to his holy law, he knows the 12 moons with their progeny. He knows the moon of later birth.
He knows the pathway of the wind, the spreading, high, and mighty wind. He knows the gods who dwell above. Varuna, true to holy law, sits down among his people. He, most wise, sits there to govern all. From thence perceiving, he beholds all wondrous things, both what have been and what hereafter will be done. May that Aditya, seven celestial deities, sons of Aditi, very wise, make fair paths for us all our days. May Lai prolong our lives for us.
Varuna, wearing golden mail, hath clad him in a shining robe. His spies are seated found about. The God whom enemies threaten not, nor those who tyrannize o'er men, nor those whose minds are bent on wrong. He who gives glory to mankind, not glory that is incomplete, to our own bodies giving it. Yearning for the wide-seeing one, my thoughts move onward unto him. Once more together let us speak, because my food is brought. Priest-like, thou eatest what is dear to thee.
Now saw I him whom all may see. I saw his car above the earth. He hath accepted these my songs. Varuna, hear this call of mine. Be gracious unto us this day. Longing for help, I cried to thee. Thou, O wise God, art Lord of all, thou art the King of earth and heaven. Hear as thou goest on thy way. Release us from the upper bond, untie the bond between, and loose the bonds below, that I may live.
Hymn 26, Agony. O worthy of oblation, Lord of prospering powers, assume thy robes, and offer this our sacrifice. Sit ever to be chosen as our priest, most youthful, through our hymns, O Agony, or God of fire, through our heavenly word. For here a father for his son, kinsman for kinsman worshipeth, and friend choice worthy for his friend.
Fierce lets the foe destroyer sit, Varuna, Mitra, God of friendship and alliances, Ayaman, one of the principal Adityas. Like men upon our sacred grass, O ancient herald, be thou glad in this our rite and fellowship. Hearken thou well to these our songs. Whate'er in this perpetual cause we sacrifice to God and God, that gift is offered up in thee.
May he be our dear household lord, priest, pleasant and choice worthy, may we with bright fires be dear to him. The gods, adored with brilliant fires, have granted precious wealth to us, so with bright fires we pray to thee. And, O immortal one, so may the eulogies of mortal men belong to us and thee alike. With all thy fires, O Agony, Find pleasure in this our sacrifice, and this our speech, O Son of Strength.
Hymn 27, Agni. With worship will I glorify thee, Agni, God of fire, like a long-tailed steed. Imperial Lord of sacred rites, may the far-striding Son of Strength, bringer of great felicity, who pours his gifts like rain, be ours. Lord of all life, from near, from far, do thou, O Agni, evermore protect us from the sinful man. O Agni, graciously announce this our oblation to the gods, and this our newest song of praise.
Give us a share of strength most high, a share of strength that is below, a share of strength that is between. Thou dealest gifts, resplendent one, nigh as with waves of Sindhu River, thou swift streamest to the worshiper. That man is lord of endless strength whom thou protectest in the fight, Agni, or urgest to the fray. Him, whosoever he may be, no man may vanquish, mighty one. Nay, very glorious power is his.
May he who dwells with all mankind bear us with war steeds through the fight, and with the singers win the spoil. Help, thou who knowest, Lord, this work, this eulogy to Rudra, atmospheric deity, him adorable in every house. May this our God, great, limitless, smoke-bannered, excellently bright, urge us to strength and holy thought.
Like some rich lord of men, may he, Agni, the banner of the gods, refulgent, hear us through our laws. Glory to gods, the mighty and the lesser, glory to gods, the younger and the elder. Let us, if we have power, pay the god worship. No better prayer than this, ye gods, acknowledge.
Hymn 31, Agni. Thou, Agni, god of fire, wast the earliest Ongirus, a seer. Thou wast a god thyself, the god's auspicious friend. After thy holy ordinance, the Maruts, storm deities, sage, active through wisdom, with their glittering spears, were born. O Agni, thou the best and earliest Ongirus, fulfillest as a sage the holy laws of gods. Sprung from two mothers, wise through all existence spread, resting in many a place for sake of living man. To Mother Risvan, deity who brought fire to mankind, first thou, Agni, wast disclosed, and to Vivasvan, sun god, through thy noble inward power. Heaven and earth, Basu, wealthy one, shook at the choosing of the priest. The burthen thou didst bear, didst worship mighty gods. Agni, thou madest heaven to thunder for mankind, thou yet more pious, for pious Puruavas. When thou art rapidly freed from thy parents, first eastward they bear thee round, and after to the west.
Thou, Agni, art a bull who makes our store increase, to be invoked by him who lifts the ladle up. Well knowing the oblation with the hallowing word, uniting all who live, thou lightenest first our folk for glory, Agni. Day by day thou liftest up the mortal man to highest immortality. Even thou, who yearning for both races, givest them great bliss, and to the prince grantest abundant food. O Agni, highly lauded, make our singer famous that he may win a store of riches. May we improve the rite with new performance. O earth and heaven, with all the gods, protect us. O blameless Agni, lying in thy parents' lap, a god among the gods, be watchful for our good. Former of bodies, be the singer's providence. All good things hast thou sown for him, auspicious one.
Agni, thou art our providence, our father thou. We are thy brethren, and thou art our spring of life. In thee, rich in good heroes, god of high decrees, meet 100,000 treasures, O infallible. Thee, Agni, have the gods made the first living one for living man, lord of the house of Nahusa. Ila, daughter of the first man, Manu, they made the teacher of the sons of men, what time a son was born to the father of my race. Agni, thou art a God close to the pious man, kindled art thou, four-eyed, for him who is unharmed. With fond heart thou acceptest e'en the poor man's prayer, when he hath brought his gift to gain security. Thou, Agni, gainest for the loudly praising priest the highest wealth, the object of a man's desire. Thou art called Father, caring even for the weak, and wisest to the simple one thou teachest law.
Agni, the man who giveth guerdon or a reward to the priests, like well-sewn armor thou guardest on every side. He who with grateful food shows kindness in his house, an offerer to the living, is the type of heaven. Pardon, we pray, this sin of ours, O Agni, the path which we have trodden, widely straying. Dear friend and father, caring for the pious, who speedest nigh and who inspirest mortals. As erst to Manus, or progenitors of humankind, to Yayiti, Angiris, or sage, so Angiris, pure Agni, come thou to our hall. Bring hither the celestial host, and seat them here upon the sacred grass, and offer what they love. By this our prayer be thou, O Agni, strengthened, prayer made by us after our power and knowledge. Lead thou us, therefore, to increasing riches, endow us with thy strength-bestowing favor. Thank you, gentle viewers, for your company for today's episode of Between Master and Disciples. Animal World, our co-inhabitants, is up next right after Noteworthy News, here on Supreme Master Television. Heaven bless.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.